This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, and people in this community are still struggling on some level with their calendars at times in their life and how they're structuring all the things that they're creating and all the things that they would like to do. I have a particular pattern to a successful day for myself. When I don't start out in that pattern, my day navigates itself with a lot of inefficiency. I don't love the word discipline. To me, it conjures up feelings of being pressured to do things that intuitively I didn't want to do, or doing things in a way or in a pattern or a flow to fit other people's structures and not my own. But if I reframe the word and think about what it can do for me and think about it in a new way, then I personally don't need to get belligerent around it or think I'm being punished. I don't know what your story is around structure. Maybe you have a great relationship with structure. Maybe you have, a non-negotiable where your work comes in. So your personal life and your space to dream and to follow the hunches get invaded by your structures. This week, this next week, I'm going to spend 5 days talking about different structures and different ways to think about your calendar and structure so you can set up a discipline, or we'll say a practice, that is most conducive to you having a balance between doing and being, between time on and time off. They're equally as valuable. When you have a beautiful time off, you will often get the hunches and the motivation and the rationale to rigorously dive into something and be doing. And those work hand in hand when they're efficiently being operated and they're being respected. So tune in for the next 5 days. We're going to be digging in and looking again at the way you handle and operate your day and your time. And what are the best mechanisms you can set up for yourself so that you have that beautiful environment for top-level living and satisfaction and creating. Have a beautiful day.